Hi, this is Jeff Farley in the Low Art Music recording studio in Los Angeles, California. I'm here today with Jeff Charoux of Ultraviolet Eye to talk about music, the creative process, and whatever else is on his mind. But before we begin, I'd like to ask you some questions about Lloyd Litter. I've never met him in person. I understand that you have. Would you like to give me an idea of what he's like and what he's been up to?
I met Lloyd Litter in Berlin in 1989, and it was just a couple months before the Berlin Wall came down, and he was playing with the Free Orchestra in East Berlin.
Wow, that's a momentous time, wasn't it?
Yeah, we didn't...
You missed that?
I didn't get to see the wall come down. I saw it on CNN, but I just met him then, and I've been keeping in contact, sending him the music I've been doing over the years. He finds time to promote other people's music and still record a lot of music himself. It's great.
What influenced you to play music and stay with it for as long as you have? You know, what has kept you going all these years?
Ever since I was a kid, then people who played in bands and made music and wrote music and performed, they just did it as a way of life. A lot of rock musicians have gone to art school, and even people like Keith Richards, who you wouldn't think would be studying painting and art, or someone like Jimmy Page or anybody like that. They'd been to art college and they knew the conceptual framework of ideas. They try to get what they're thinking about or what they're feeling into a rock song. And people approached making records and being a band in a more, seemed more fun and more serious at the same time.
For me, music is just something that is a part of me that I can't get rid of. I have music playing in my head 24 hours a day. I'll fall asleep with music in my head, sometimes 3 or 4 different songs playing, songs that I've heard before, songs that haven't been created. And so my brain is just always thinking about music, and even if I wanted to quit, I couldn't.